Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hammer time. Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez.
Call Cortez, your man for home. Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you. And how are you? 803-0930 is my phone number. Give me a call. Did you know that as of the 1st of July, that thermostat manufacturers are required to establish collection programs for contractors and consumer-generated mercury thermostats? The legislation also requires that all HVAC wholesale distributors with facilities in New York State act as collection points to collect waste mercury thermostats. Here's a topic that we haven't touched on yet in all of our years here on WBEN is thermostat recycling. Joining us on the live line is Danielle Myers. She's the operations and compliance manager for the Thermostat Recycling Corporation. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Dominic. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you, and this is an important and interesting topic. You know, it hangs on our wall. It's there for us to use to be more comfortable, and you never really think about a hazard associated with a thermostat.
Exactly. Until I started working with Thermostat Recycling Corporation, I didn't even realize some thermostats contained mercury. So those old ones on the wall, it's possible it still has your mercury inside.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, how do you know if your thermostat has mercury in it?
Actually, pretty easy to tell. So one way is if your thermostat in it all has a digital read, you won't have mercury inside.
Mm-hmm.
But if you still have a round thermostat, the pretty recognizable, or any thermostat that had a switch or a dial on it, you can pop that cover off, and if mercury is in it, you'll be able to see it in a small little ampule right there.
So the transition has occurred now to the digital readouts, and there's no longer a hazard associated with any mercury in those.
Exactly. So between 2004 and 2007, thermostat manufacturers ceased adding mercury to any thermostats. So they haven't been manufactured with mercury in almost 20 years. And even before that, they really lessened the use of mercury in them.
Talk, if you could, for a moment, Danielle, about the hazards associated with mercury.
Sure. So mercury has been used for a very long time, less so today. You know, you used to find it in medicines, gold mining, even in white magic, until we started to realize that in certain doses, there's a great risk and it can affect your nervous system. So kids are especially at risk, and eventually if mercury is exposed, it's going to enter your waterway, and you actually consume it through your food and fish and things like that.
So the hazard would be that you throw a mercury thermostat out into the garbage, it goes into the landfill, and eventually it could find its way into the groundwater and into our drinking water.
Exactly. That is our sole purpose, to stop that from happening.
If you go to the Thermostat Recycling Corporation's website, you will find a place for you to type in your zip code, and that will reveal locations that you can bring your thermostat to. And this is all in advance of promoting the Thermostat Recycling Awareness Day that's coming up on the 24th of October.
Yes. So about 3 years ago, we were able to get October 24th recognized as Recycle Yuma 3 Thermostat Day, which just helps us bring awareness to it. So we've been around over 20 years. Contractors have known, you know, you need to recycle these mercury thermostats. Typically, they'll replace it for you and they recycle it for you. So a homeowner doesn't always have to worry about it.
And what do you folks do with the mercury?
So we actually contract all of our mercury recycling with an environmental recycler, Veolia Environmental Services, and they process everything for us out in Wisconsin at a mercury retort facility.
How long before this is a non-issue and we no longer see mercury in thermostats?
That's a great question. And to date, we've collected over 2.5 million in the state of New York. We've collected over 70,000 thermostats. Obviously, they aren't produced anymore, so they're not going out into the marketplace, and we'll eventually collect, you know, the last thermostat. But we don't know exactly when that will be. Our collections peaked in 2014, so we are on the decline now.
So with the idea that mercury has another life outside of the thermostat, does it have any positive benefits?
Sure. So mercury is an element and can't be destroyed. So most mercury collected in our program is actually prepared just for long-term storage. There are a few sectors where mercury is used, and that would be like your precious metal that supplies it to those industries. So mercury in our program is mostly just stored. Once in a great while, it is supplied to a precious metal supplier.
So tell us about the process, if you could. Take it apart and break down how the mercury is extracted from the thermostat.
Sure. So when thermostats are recycled in our program, they're dropped off and our collection locations ship them back to us in Wisconsin. And we actually have a room where everything is processed in our program at Veolia. So they take apart the thermostat. Most parts of the plastic and things like that can be recycled. Veolia recycles a lot of different electronics, so it's all recycled in that process. And then the mercury is actually retorted in a, you know, a very controlled environment. It's burned down until it reaches 99% purity.
So how has this become a profitable business, recycling thermostats?
So it's not. TRC is actually a nonprofit, and we're funded by the manufacturers. So the manufacturers pay to recycle and take back the product that they once put out into the marketplace.
It's fascinating. Again, go to Thermostat Recycling Corporation and put in your zip code, and a list will come up of locations in our area. And if I put in, let's put in the Clarence zip code, 14031, submit. And what comes up? Ur Supply, Train Supply, Lennox Stores, Ferguson, Johnstone Supply, ABR Wholesalers, R.E. Michael Company, United Refrigeration, Carrier Enterprise, Mayor Supplies, VP Supply, Schaefer Supply. So there you go. Pretty extensive. So what would a homeowner do then, Danielle? Just take it off the wall and bring it to one of these places?
Exactly. Yep. So if they've already replaced it and they just have it sitting around, you can drop it off at any of those locations. And then we also, it didn't seem to be on that list, but depending on your location, if you have a local household hazardous waste facility, they tend to participate in our program too. So for a consumer that's not typically going to a wholesaler, it may be an option to just go to your transfer station or your trash waste facility.
Now, there's no hazard in leaving it operational in your house, correct?
Correct. There is not. As long as it's on the wall and nothing's broken, that thermostat works properly and there is no issue with it.
Okay. This is really, if you're thinking of upgrading to a digital It might be a good time to do that because we have not only the awareness being brought forth on the 24th of October, but also your organization, Thermostat Recycling, which is available to take the mercury and dispose of it safely.
Exactly.
Okay. So I want to thank Danielle for being part of our show today. Thermostat Recycling Corporation is the website. And again, find it thermostat-recycle.org. And it'll come up just by Googling Thermostat Recycling. And put in your zip code and a location will come up for you to drop off your thermostat if you're thinking of upgrading to a digital. And it's Danielle Meyer from Thermostat Recycling Corporation. Thank you for being part of the show today.
Thank you, Dominic. I appreciate you helping us spread the word.
Very good. 803-0930, that's the number for you to dial this Saturday morning here on WBEN. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. And, of course, you can text me on the same phone number, 803-0930. And always find me online at Cortese.net. Email me there, hammertime@Cortese.net. Everything we do is there and includes our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Kitchina custom kitchen cabinet line made for your kitchen and for your outdoor kitchen space as well. Of course, our Better Living sunroom line, the sunrooms, the solar shades, retractable awnings, our small projects divisions, and always go to Cortese.net. to get the latest update on the World HQ build-out. It's happening right now, 9074 Main Street in Clarence. But watch it online, Cortese.net. Yesterday, we had quite an exciting day. The boom truck was there, the concrete pump boom truck, and the slab was poured. And Nick took some very fascinating drone shots of that, so you can see that at Cortese.net. The lumber pile is there, the trusses have been delivered, and the framing starts next week. So find it all as an update at Cortese.net or stop by yourself and check it out, 9074 Main Street in Clarence, New York. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Orchard Park and say good morning to Samantha Gollenbeck. She is the manager of the Orchard Park branch of Lakeshore Bank. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Dominic. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, it's great to have you. It was great to see you the other day as we did a Hammer Time TV segment from your branch.
We did. It was a lot of fun, and thanks for the opportunity. I can't wait for it to air.
You did great, and, of course, representing the bank. And it's kind of easy to represent a great place, isn't it?
It is. Lakeshore has been around for over close to 130 years now, and it's just a great place to work for, a great company, and they really invest in their employees and customers here.
Of course, it was a little disconcerting with your new boss staring at us, watching us film.
Susan's wonderful. She's such a cheerleader. She's always in our corner.
There you go. So while we're talking with you today, of course, we want to promote the fact that the 2.5 home equity line of credit with no cost whatsoever continues at Lakeshore.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's a very competitive rate, 2.5%. You really can't get lower than that right now. So any last-minute projects before the winter's coming up, if homeowners are looking to get those done, looking at a line of credit is a great way to finance those projects.
And in addition to that, how about if we talk for a moment about the unbelievable mortgage rates as well?
Mm-hmm. Right now, our 30-year is as low as 3.125. So if you're looking to refinance to get a lower rate, or if you're in the market for a new home, those are really low rates as well.
What are the 15-year rates?
Our 15 is 2.625 right now.
Oh, my gosh. It's free money.
Mm-hmm.
Free money at Lakeshore Bank. Take advantage of that right now. When would you ever see a 2.6% mortgage rate, folks? That's the bank to go to, Lakeshore Bank, and, of course, the 2.5 home equity line of credit. Sam, the phone number at the OP branch.
It's 674-2066.
Repeat that for us.
Sure, 674-2066.
For 129 years, Lakeshore Bank, putting people first.
Homeowners, it's time to get your furnace prepared for winter. And my friend Scott Murray, president of Reimer Home Services, has a tip for you. Now is the time to get the furnace tuned up. And there's always a rhyme or reason for everything they do. Right now, Reimer is offering a special you've got to take advantage of. It's called the Super Tune-Up for your furnace. So what's the rhyme or reason for a Super Tune-Up? Well, reason one, you get a thorough cleaning of your furnace, so it works at peak efficiency. Reason two, Reimer's knocking $100 off the Super Tune-Up, regularly $189, now just $89. Reason three, a Reimer Super Tune-Up allows your furnace to run properly. That can save you money, up to 33% off your utility bill. These are just a few Reimer reasons why you should book the $89 Super Tune-Up today. Prepare for winter. Keep your family warm and safe. Call Reimer Home Services, 694-8524. Get your $89 Super Tune-Up, 694-8524.
David Bellavia here. I'm going to say a word right now that you might not want to hear, but you need to. Heating. That's right. Storm season is right around the corner, and is your home heat ready for it? If it's not, then call Vastola Heating and Cooling for a clean and tuned special. Vastola will do a thorough check of your heating system, including carbon monoxide leaks. What if you're in the market for a new home heating system? Vastola and Lennox have the very best in new natural gas furnaces. Nothing beats the efficiency and comfort of a Lennox whole home system powered by natural gas. Natural gas is your best energy value. For over 70 years, Vastola has delivered expert, state-of-the-art service and installation at a fair price. They take care of everything, even manufacturer and natural fuel rebates on qualifying systems. And Vastola's warranty can't be beat. Now that's complete peace of mind.
Vastola Heating and Cooling.
Call 827-8652.
Get comfortable with us.
With manufacturing, there are a lot of parts, and with so much to keep track of, inventory, maintenance, employees, having the right MRP software could be the difference between doing and doing more. Odoo's MRP software suite integrates at every level with real-time communication, automation, and a lot more. So no matter what size operation you run, you can focus on manufacturing because you're an Odoo-er. Make time, make money. Go to Odoo.com for a free 14-day trial. Odoo.com. Now that's how you Odoo it.
Don't just think it, say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done and done right. Call Ava Roofing today and get that on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. Call them now to schedule a free estimate. Go to avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:25 is the time here on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call, anything around the house at 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930, or you can text us on our 803-0930 number as well. The text board is up and running and taking your calls this Saturday morning on anything around the house. As we just spent the first few minutes of the show talking with Danielle Myers from the Thermostat Recycling Corporation. And again, find them online, thermostat-recycle.org. And this is a not-for-profit organization that is taking your used mercury-laden thermostats and recycling them and taking the mercury out. And as you heard her say, they're storing the mercury. The hazards of mercury falling into our water system is the reason for this. And thermostats today no longer manufactured with any mercury. And if you have a digital model, you can appreciate the benefits of having the ability to time the setback and be able to even work remotely with your phone. And of course, the old style dial, Honeywell thermostats worked good, but you know, the hazard of the mercury now is something that could be done away with the recycling. The recycling day, or the awareness day for recycling thermostats, is the 24th of October. And we're helping bring awareness to that today here on Hammer Time Radio. And anything else that you want to talk about, certainly 803-0930. You know, this is one of those out of sight, out of mind things where you see a thermostat on the wall and you don't think anything of it, and you never really think about any hazards associated with it. It is a mechanical piece of equipment, and you know, it's there to do a job, and you don't think what's lurking inside of it. And if you took it off the wall and threw it in the garbage, you know, there is the risk there of what it could do to our groundwater. So be aware of that as you upgrade your thermostat. Do not throw it in the garbage. Go to the website I just gave out, the thermostat recycling website, and put in the zip code, your zip code, and a location near you will come up where you can bring that thermostat to, so that it's properly handled. And again, the mercury is not disposed of, it's stored. In that, I guess it does, they really don't have a purpose or a function for it, but they do store it so that it's safely contained. The other parts are recycled, the plastic and the metal. Those are all recycled, but the actual mercury is not. So there you go. Information that I hope you found valuable about the benefits of recycling your thermostat. Anything I can help you, though, with other than that, this Saturday morning, we're open to it right now at 803-0930. You know, I found an interesting article as we were kind of coping with a pandemic world that has kind of changed our existence. And it talks about new projects and new habits that we've developed at home. And this is kind of an interesting question to throw out for you. Maybe it'll prompt some discussion. You know, the idea of finding crafts and hobbies and activities at home have taken on a whole new, you know, direction, in that we've had to kind of find ways to amuse ourselves, if you want to look at it that way, and maybe finding projects to occupy our time, or perhaps, you know, develop an interest at home. And this article I found was named Pandemic Turns Many Into Do-It-Yourself Hipsteaders. Hipsteaders, I guess, a new word now being used. And when COVID-19 arrived this winter, the article talks about a young man named Chase Beathard. He was worried so much about the meat shortage that he took advantage of a Craigslist ad offering a free boar. Now, guess what? He's breeding pigs, producing pork from his home in Shelton, Washington, places him in a cohort who plunged into do-it-yourselfism while hunkering down during the pandemic. They are a global, they are gobbling up, rather, content like a YouTube series on growing food from Homesteaders of America that had a 10-fold jump in subscribers in 48 hours. Meanwhile, sales more than doubled at Etsy, an online market for handmade goods. Revenue gains at do-it-yourself giants Home Depot and Lowe's are at the highest level in nearly two decades. And if you're looking for a pressure canner, chickens, or mason jars, good luck. They're often sold out. So the hobbies have taken on a new level from the long-term idea of homesteading goals to it being more modernized. Now the new term, the hipsteaders. So 803-0930, it is the bottom of the hour. Time for the top of the news. Here's Michael.
Thank you.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now make sure you look at Basco, the shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit the showroom in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you. And if you're looking for COVID shields, they've got those too, 36 by 24 inch with a pass-through or without. And they're on sale for you today. Give them a call, 694-3300. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Are you sick of lizards and silly gimmicks trying to sell you home and auto insurance? What you need are real people. People you can trust when it comes to deciding how to best protect the things that protect you. What you need is the Financial Guys Insurance Agency. Give us 14 minutes and we'll shop over 25 companies to find the best home and auto quote for you. Call us at 716-633-1515 to schedule your complimentary consultation today. The Financial Guys Insurance Agency. Real people, real coverage, real savings.
Why spend your weekends restacking wood? With Always Warm Stove and Chimney, say goodbye to the chores. Replace your wood-burning fireplace with a natural gas fireplace from Always Warm Stove and Chimney. Always Warm's showroom has models from Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire. Enjoy convenient instant heat with a natural gas fireplace. Imagine warming up your room with a touch of a button. Always Warm has a variety of remote control and blower options that keep you feeling toasty all over and add a touch of class that will make you look like the toast of the town. Choosing natural gas means no wood to chop, store, or carry, and no ashes to clean up. Natural gas, your best energy value. This season, transform your home from always cold to always warm. Save on your gas bill and avoid any hassle with Always Warm's expert sales and installation team. Visit Always Warm on South Transit Road in Lockport or find them online at alwayswarmstoves.com. That's A-L-L-W-A-Y-S warmstoves.com. Always Warm Stove and Chimney, always worth the trip.
If you need some extra cash right now, bring your vehicle down to Riverfront Auto Sales and let them sell your vehicle for more money. And don't just sell your vehicle to anyone. Vote Riverfront. Vote owner Marty Sr. I'll endorse him for sure. And here's why you should choose Riverfront to sell your vehicle. Number one, they'll try and sell it all over the country to get you more money. Number two, even if they can't sell it, they'll buy your vehicle right at Riverfront's dealership. Number three, even if you owe money on your current vehicle, Riverfront can pay off your loan and will buy your vehicle today. And finally, Riverfront will pay you $500 over Kelley Blue Book value for your vehicle. So if you want to sell your vehicle for extra cash, there's no need for a debate. Vote Riverfront and vote owner Marty Sr. Let him show you how to get more cash for your car. You can call Riverfront's Cash for Your Car campaign headquarters right now. The phone number, 886-1626.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
At the Buffalo City Mission, a hearty meal can be the first taste of hope for someone who is in need of desperate help and healing, bringing comfort to a hurting soul. It can be the beginning of a life-changing miracle. Your gift of just $19.80 will provide 10 meals to the many hungry, homeless, and hurting men, women, and children in our community, some who might be experiencing homelessness for their first time due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Donate now at BuffaloCityMission.org. Buffalo City Mission. Invest in others. Change lives. This is your mission.
Go back in time with Radio.com Rewind. And just so you know, no DeLorean necessary. All you need is the Radio.com app. You can pause and rewind your favorite news and sports stations when you listen on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. Take a short trip 15 seconds back, start your favorite show over, or travel a whole 24 hours back in time. Great Scott! Radio.com Rewind will change the way you listen to radio forever. Yeah, that sounds like hype, but we're serious. Check it out and time travel today. Radio.com Rewind. Plutonium optional.
So I've known Bill Horbit Sr. for quite a long time now, like 40 years. And when you ask Bill, what's your philosophy for doing business? He'll shrug his shoulders and say, just do the right thing. That's right. Big L offers you the total trust guarantee. That means that if you ever have a problem, they'll take care of it. And with the Marvin Window product line and the ThermaTrue door line behind them, that certainly is a very secure thing to be able to promise. They offer quality products with quality installation. In fact, when we were choosing a window for the new building, we didn't have to think very hard about that. We went to Big L, and Big L took care of us. You'll see the Marvin window line in the new Cortez headquarters that's being built right now. So check it out by driving by our location, or of course go to theirs at 2727 William Street in Chictawaga. The phone number is 895-8484. That's 895-8484. The website is biglwindows.com. Proud winners of the Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Award. We share that honor with my friends at Big L Windows and Doors. Big L Windows and Doors is a Hammer Time partner. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:39 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez. It's Hammer Time Radio. It's time for you to pick up the phone. 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention, call me right now as we go to Chictawaga and chat with Don. Good morning, Don. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. Got a garage floor. It's about 50 years old since we moved in here.
Okay.
And it's in pretty bad shape. I'm wondering what I have to do to put a nice, good coating over that.
Okay, when you say it's in bad shape, Don, describe the surface to me.
The surface is solid and smooth, but it's got, like, what, pox marks in it?
Okay.
Salt.
All right. So my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear can take care of that for you. What they'll do is they'll come out and fill any of the recesses with an epoxy material. Then they'll sand the whole floor down. They actually grind the surface. This is really the essence of why their service works so well in being able to give you a 15-year guarantee on the application, is that they open up the pores so that the epoxy compounds will soak deeper into the surface of the concrete. And then they'll apply some coloration to that, and then a finish with some grit so it's not slippery. Very easy to take care of, very easy to wash down in the winter grime, and just wash it down in the summer months. Very easy to maintain, and it looks great too. It'll look like a brand new floor.
Well, good. That sounds like what I need.
Yeah, it's going to be cheaper than a new concrete floor, and far more expensive than if you tried to do this yourself. And the big reason for that is this grinding process, which really adds a lot of labor to the job, and really gives them that ability to give their materials to soak right into the surface. So I do recommend that you contact them for an estimate.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, good luck with that, Don.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Don's line is now free, 803-0930. A couple of texters are writing to us, so let's get to those. First one is, trying to deal with a stubborn groundhog is doing tremendous amount of damage. Any suggestions? I would probably refer you to my friend at Wits End Wildlife, and it's spelled WITZEND, Wits End Wildlife. You can Google him. He helped me with a stubborn raccoon who was actually getting into my attic. I've told that story. Not sure how he would handle a groundhog and whether he's allowed to capture them. I know that a lot of rodents and other species are protected, and they cannot be destroyed, but they can be trapped and released. I'm not sure where groundhogs fall. So be that as it may, I would check with him, and he could probably give you some better direction than I. And I know that if groundhogs are able to bore and get in, they can do more damage just by that ability. So blocking the openings with wire mesh, chicken wire kind of obstructions may be a trick to help you prevent any problems with groundhogs. I know that's what they did. That's what he did when he tried to stop the raccoon from getting into my attic. He actually put a secure metal over the soffit so that he couldn't pull that down, because that's how he got in. He pulled the soffit panels down. So how do you like that? Next texter writes, Dominic would like to install square vinyl flooring over an old 64-year linoleum floor. Any special prep or bad idea? Should I just go over with one piece and tear the whole floor up? And do I use the squares? And are they to stay down without any problems for a long time? And are they durable? So I would probably not recommend an application of a vinyl square tile over an existing linoleum floor. I would, however, suggest you look at the new luxury vinyl planks, which are great because they will lay right over the existing floor. They lock together. There's no glue. There's no nails. And they give you, in some cases, some of the products have a lifetime warranty. They're totally waterproof. They're pet-friendly. A lot of advantages to luxury vinyl plank. Very user-friendly, very easy to install. It'll save you from having to rip up the floor, which possibly could have asbestos in it. Being aware of that based on its age. The only hazard to this that you need to be aware of would be the height of the quarter inch that would be laid over the existing floor, and what impact that might have. You know, it'd be minimal, of course, but whatever impact it might have at door sills, transitions into other rooms, the height of the space where the dishwasher sits. You want to make sure that the dishwasher can still be lifted out if it ever needed to be replaced. So just be aware of those things when you're talking about layering a floor, especially in a kitchen. The advent of the luxury vinyl plank product is now kind of revolutionizing the ability to refloor without ripping up and get a really quality product that is going to give you durability, wearability, and as I mentioned already, lifetime warranty in some cases, and totally waterproof, pet-friendly. A lot of advantages. They come in wood plank, in vinyl, still that vinyl product, but it's made to look like wood. Also tile and stone patterns. And this tile and stone patterns actually resemble grouted tile. Even when you touch them after installed, you really can't tell it's not tile. So I do highly recommend luxury vinyl plank. We use it almost on every job now, from someone who's trying to be conservative and save money to those that are actually looking for something new and stylish. It kind of fills both ends of the spectrum.
That's the route I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. I have a second floor hallway and two bathrooms, and I want to make them all blend together.
Good idea.
Uneven floors, I'm going to level them off or take up some tile. I like the colors. I liked
A lot of choices.
It was a nice wood grain colors, light and dark.
Yep.
I'm liking the gray color.
A lot of the product line is in gray. A lot of popular choices. The only thing I will tell you as a concern and a caution, Jer, would be that you want to make sure that when you're laying it down, that you have consistent elevation between the two sections that you're trying to finish, so that it lays flat over the whole area.
There's an option if you have something that's not level. I guess you can get some inserts and step it up. But
Floor fillers you can use. You can underlay if you had to, or you could remove the tile in the bathroom. Yeah,
that's too much work.
803-0930. That's the number for you to dial this Saturday morning. If we could solve your home improvement dilemma, pick up the phone right now. 803-0930. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, for several years now, we've been chatting every Saturday morning at this time with my friend Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. And Indoor Air's mission has always been to help you breathe easier. They're passionate about indoor air quality, and they've been doing it for 28 years. Indoor Air has mastered the COVID-19 protocols, by the way. You will be healthier and safer when they're done servicing your home. And they are not only designated as essential, but they are essential to your better breathing. Indoor Air Professionals is a health and wellness company. So what do you get from them? Well, you get clean indoor air through your ductwork being thoroughly cleaned and sanitized with a patented column duct cleaning system. They'll blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and they'll leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. But also in addition to that, they can equip you with a high-capacity dehumidifier and or a medical-grade air purifier. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, you know, it's you said a few years, 28 years. I was said to somebody the other day, I go, hey, guess what? I've got less gray hair. It's been that long.
Just less hair, period.
Less hair, period.
You know, I got to tell you, Peter, Diane said to me the other day, I'm detecting a musty smell in the basement. So, you know, the whole house, the high-capacity dehumidifier, you know, it's kind of an out-of-sight, out-of-mind appliance. And I never stopped to think that, you know, the filter would have to be washed from time to time. So I went down and unscrewed the cover, and because it did say on the digital readout, the filter needs to be cleaned. And I unscrewed the cover. I pulled the filter out, washed it. A lot of dirt came out of it. And dried it, put it back in. And the thing started running like normal again. And so just an awareness needs to be brought to cleaning that filter.
Yeah.
I immediately started to see the benefits of the musty smell immediately, you know, starting to dissipate.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought maybe a cat set the humidistat up to 55%, and that would have done the trick. I went to a customer's house, same problem. Well, the humidistat was set, you know, for like the winter mode. And, you know, if you keep it more at 50, once again, high-capacity dehumidifier, what's the big deal? Well, it's got 5 to 10 times the drying capacity, uses a third less energy, and it just works.
Mm-hmm. It does indeed just work, and it works well. And as I said, it was noticed when it wasn't working.
Yeah. Forgot, American-made. It's not a Chinese fire starter. 5-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. It's usually going to last 10 years. So that's one of the things that we're offering today, the high-capacity dehumidifier. But it's also still now that it seems to be spiking or whatever, but it doesn't matter. People are successfully opening up their businesses safely with our medical-grade air purifiers simply because they kill 12 times smaller virus particles than the coronavirus, and it doesn't restrict airflow like HEPAs and all that. And once again, these are portables available, as like you and I have, as well as ones that fit on your furnace and do the whole house or even commercial air handlers.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like it. They're 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. And, you know, there's a wide variety of HEPA filters. So there's nothing better than these medical-grade air purifiers. And once again, we just happen to have those at $300 off.
Okay.
12.
So $300 off both the dehumidifier and the medical-grade air purifier?
Yep.
And how about the duct cleaning?
And okay, so it's me answering the phones until I think they go till 3:30, but you can, you know, can still catch me after hours. Okay, so the duct cleaning, interesting, because we're backed out to the beginning of December, which is typical this time of year. We do keep a couple of emergency spots, or we have a move-up process for those with special needs, compromised immune systems and allergies and sinus, and oops, I just forgot about that. So, but the point is we, because of supply and demand, it's $35 off for a first time. But here's the thing, I just decided I'll do $60 off for a repeat or a senior against everything that's going on here, because you're already in the system.
Okay.
It just makes my life easier.
There you go. Up to $60 off if you're a second-time customer. 683-3000. That's 683-3000. You'll get discounts on the high-capacity dehumidifier, the medical-grade air purifier, and the duct cleaning, but you need to call right now. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Thank you.
Breathe easier. Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
QueenCityWorkersComp.com reminds you, if you have received an envelope with the state emblem on it, open it.
You might have a workers' comp non-compliance issue. If you do, there's no reason to panic or go out and hire an expensive lawyer. In fact, having a lawyer respond could delay your resolution and cost you thousands. Instead, go to queencityworkerscomp.com. Karen Catalano and her team have years of experience resolving workers' comp non-compliance issues. Don't wait. Open that envelope and go to queencityworkerscomp.com today.
Are you a business owner? Then you're going to want to hear this. If you're frustrated with paying ridiculously high credit card fees, there is a way you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars each and every month. Here's the solution. Call Merchants United. Again, that's Merchants United. Merchants United has provided incredible savings to local businesses of all size, from car dealerships to retail shops to restaurants. They've even saved one business up to $90,000 in credit card fees just last year. Plus, Merchants United will set up everything for you. With 45 years in the industry, Merchants United is the go-to credit card processing company in the area. In fact, they have one of the highest merchant retention records in the industry. Here's co-owner Dana Vosberg.
Allow us to explain all the benefits of what we have to offer and show you how we can save you up to 99% of your credit card processing fees every month.
Business owners, it's time to put money back in your pockets by saving thousands on credit card fees. Visit Merchants United at MUSaves.com or call 1-855-MU-SAVES. 1-855-MU-SAVES.
Get the benefit of Blue with Medicare Advantage plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York. The benefit of affordable plans. Starting at just $0 a month, our PPO and HMO plans let you receive care nearly whenever, wherever, and however you may need it. The benefit of getting more. Every Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare Advantage plan comes with our exclusive Blue Total Health package covering dental, vision, hearing, and more. The benefit of support. From our Blue Benefit Consultants to our exclusive Blue Concierge Service Team, you will have the support you deserve from trusted local experts. Get the benefit of the health plan that's close to home and can take you wherever you want to go. That's the benefit of Blue. Talk to a Blue Benefit Consultant or set up a meeting today. Call 1-844-391-SAVE. That's 1-844-391-7283. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York is a Medicare Advantage plan with a Medicare contract, and enrollment depends on contract renewal. For accommodations of persons with special needs at meetings, call 1-800-248-9296.
Spending 15 minutes to save on your car insurance sounds like a chore? I've got some great news for you. Hi, I'm Mike Spiraza from the Financial Guys Insurance Agency. With access to over 22 insurance companies, we'll do something the national companies don't. We'll shop around so you don't have to. We'll find you the best coverage that fits you and your family at the right price. And are you ready for this? We'll do it in just 14 minutes. Call today for a free quote at 633-1515. That's
633-1515. Right on, right on,
right on the money.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Everything for your garage in three easy steps. Step one, how about a new garage door? Increase your home's curb appeal, save energy, keep your family safe. Step two, how about a new Gorilla garage floor like I have? Beautiful flooring options that last a lifetime. They add to the beauty and aesthetics of your garage, and often this is the primary entry point of your home. And lastly, step three, how about organizing your garage? The garage is the perfect place for items that you use often but don't want to store in the main part of your house. At Gorilla Garage Gear, we have the expertise and the specialized system to get them organized and keep them neat. Here's the best part. If you call right now, you'll save money. On step one, a new garage door, $100. On step one and two, garage door floor, $300. And on step three, all three, garage door, new floor, and organizing equipment, $500. Isn't that amazing? It pays to listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio. Here's the number, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Gorilla, GarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. 10:57 is the time on WBEN as we wind up the show today. Special thanks to Jerry Craig, producer extraordinaire, and of course to our special guest, Danielle Myers from the Thermostat Recycling Corporation. Again, if you have a Mercury thermostat, you could recycle that safely by bringing it to a drop-off location. Just go to their website, Thermostat Recycling, and find it by your zip code where you can bring your thermostat. And better to dispose of it properly as opposed to putting it in the trash, in that the hazard lies with the mercury finding its way into the groundwater and therefore into our drinking water if it's just simply thrown away. So don't do that. Recycle it safely. And the 24th of October is Thermostat Recycling Day. So be aware of that coming up if you're replacing your thermostat. More on the vinyl floor plank, just to wrap up that discussion. As I mentioned already, it's kind of an interesting dynamic with that product that kind of is an oxymoron of sorts. It's reasonably priced, but yet high quality. Nothing ever really fits the bill of being inexpensive and good. It's usually inexpensive and there's a downside. Well, this product line has no downside. It's going to save you money. It's going to give you unbelievable wearability and durability and good looks. So as I said, we're using it on high-end renovations and on economic projects that are trying to save money. So both ends of the spectrum we're using this product on with great results. So keep it in mind for any flooring needs. It's great in your kitchen. It's great in your bathroom. And in some cases, we're using it in whole house applications. The entire floor, in the whole first floor, for example, being covered with the product. So keep that in mind for any flooring needs. A couple texters are writing in now. Let's get to those before the show ends. I have a toilet that flushes okay, but a few minutes later lets more water in. What can I do to fix it? Thank you for that text, Dorothy. The problem is in the little trap that sits at the bottom of the water tank that's leaking water, which is causing the water level to drop. So that stopper needs to be replaced. Here's a test you can do to see if that's indeed the problem. Drain your tank. Flush your toilet and drain your tank and turn off the water supply. Make sure it's dry. And then put a little Vaseline on the flapper lid as it sits into the toilet tank opening. Test that out to see if that stops the problem. If it does, then that is the problem. All you need to do is buy a replacement part. You can skip that and just buy the replacement part anyway, but if you want to do a test first, that would be what I would do. Again, thank you, Dorothy. Our next texter is, hi, Dom. Do used carbon dioxide, I think it's carbon monoxide detectors, need to be recycled, or if so, where could this be done? I do not know whether the carbon monoxide detectors have any hazards in them. That's a good question, so we'll do a little research on that and see if that's indeed something that needs to be recycled, and I can report back. In the meantime, stay tuned for the news, and have a great week. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.